the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office has charged a Seaside Heights woman with harboring a fugitive in connection with a standoff in Toms River Friday. Authorities say 29-year-old Elizabeth Mascarelli is charged with letting Maxwell Johnston stay with her in her home on Ravenwood Drive for 4 days last week. They say she allegedly knew of Johnston's involvement in the June 27th murder of Gabriella Carrillo in Manchester. Johnston took his own life Friday following the hours-long standoff with police. During the standoff, Mascarelli left the house and was taken to a hospital for injuries she suffered during that standoff. Fireworks sparked a fast-moving forest fire that has consumed thousands of acres in South Jersey on Sunday. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service said that a firework device was set ablaze in the Wharton State Forest late on the 4th of July, and the blaze was spotted from a fire tower shortly after 9 a.m. Friday, burning near Apple Pie Hill and Petona Campground. That was evacuated as a precaution. The fire burned about 4,000 acres. It's more than 75% contained. It is the largest forest fire in New Jersey in 2024 so far this year. This portion of the news is made possible by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you. Stillbirths can happen to any pregnancy. That is the key message from the New Jersey Stillbirth Awareness Campaign, launched in October 2023. M. Ruck, Director of Professional Development and Education at the Central Jersey Family Health Consortium, says the campaign aims to educate birthing families about the risks, warning signs, and then act upon them
by reaching out to their healthcare provider, whatever the time of the day or night. I encourage everyone to look at the resources that are available on the njstillbirth.org website and help us spread the word that stillbirth can happen to every pregnancy.
New Jersey has the sixth highest stillbirth rate in the nation, higher than the national average, according to the 2021 State Health Assessment Data Report. Major activities and big crowds are expected in New Jersey when the nation celebrates its 250th anniversary in 2026. A partnership called Revolution NJ was created specifically to showcase the state's enormous role in the American Revolution.
Of course, we have Washington crossing the Delaware from Bucks County into New Jersey and coming ashore at Trenton.
Carrie Fellows of the Crossroads of the American Revolution Association says it believed New Jersey had more acts of war than any other state, over 600. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. The three H's rule the skies today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today is day number 5 of our latest Jersey heat wave with daily 90s across inland New Jersey. That will stretch to 6 and then probably 7 days, and then rain and slightly cooler temperatures arrive for the second half of this week. Highs today 90 to 95. A little bit of relief at the Jersey Shore in the 80s. Definitely hot and humid out there with a mix of sun and clouds. Staying sticky tonight, partly cloudy, lows only fall into the lower to mid 70s. And we'll do it again tomorrow, mostly cloudy, lower 70s, with a chance of an isolated late day thunderstorm. A few thunderstorms in the neighborhood on Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny and breezy with highs around 90, scattered rain, and 80s for Thursday. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Evesham, it's 87, New Brunswick, 86, Hackensack, 82. Weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage with a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley. You'll always have power, free extended warranty, HVAC and gen maintenance. With a qualifying home standby generator purchase, 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com. It's 10:08. Let's go. We found Pete, and let's get a traffic update. Pete?
Let's go back to Hunterdon County here. Dennis, we have a crash on Route 78. It's on the eastbound side in the left lane right around exit 24, which is Route 523. So you may have a little bit of a slowdown here. Also, still a little busy coming up through Deptford on the northbound side of 42. Not to worry, though. And the big three are fine, including 287, the Turnpike, and the Parkway. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report up at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you so much, Pete. Traffic made possible by Investor Schooling. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and more. Sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night. Learn from an expert at Investor Schooling. Register now at investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.